In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. The Aurora Police Department has apologized to a family who was wrongly detained over the weekend. A video shows four black children face down on asphalt and surrounded by police officers. Two are handcuffed, and a child is crying for her mother. Governor Jared Polis called the incident heartbreaking.
We need to do everything in our power to foster confidence and trust in law enforcement and for law enforcement to take that step to regain the trust of communities.
Officers mistakenly identified the family's vehicle as stolen. Aurora's police chief says officers followed protocol. The department has been criticized for its handling of several incidents over the past year, including the killing of Elijah McClain, a young black man. Colorado's high school football season will move from this fall to next spring. Games typically start in late August. Now they're scheduled for early March. Rhonda Blanford Green is commissioner of the Colorado High School Activities Association. She says no sports will be played between mid-October and early January, since health officials expect another wave of COVID-19.
It just made sense to not be where we were in the spring, just waiting, right? If we know that there's a potential, why start another sport? Give ourselves that break, give our schools that break.
A handful of other fall sports, like volleyball and field hockey, will also move to the spring. We've got a chance for afternoon thunderstorms in Metro Denver and Colorado Springs, highs in the upper 80s. This is CPR News.